Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Dallas at Mohawk Solutions meeting, and I'm with Karen Mendelson, the Senior Vice President of Marketing. Karen, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulously, Kemp.
And, you know, this has been a big day for you because you stood on the stage in front of, 1,300 or so of Mohawk's best customers and gave your first presentation. You did a great job. It's smart for Mohawk to hire you because you're of the same gender of their key customer in this marketplace.
I think it's very important, and I give Mohawk leadership, Brian and Jeff and the rest of the leadership team, a lot of credit for recognizing the importance of diversity, number one, in our leadership ranks, and also the importance of having an individual at the seat at the leadership table who is our primary consumer, and to be able to have that point of view and that voice articulated, not just in our marketing decisions, but in all the business decisions that we make as a leadership team. And it was a bit of a risk, I think, on the part of Mohawk leadership, because I had no flooring experience. But what they valued was my business experience, and what they valued was the diversity of thought and opinion that I would bring to the table. So I give Mohawk all the credit for recognizing that, and I can't thank them enough for allowing me the opportunity.
All right. Well, you've been here 6 months, and I'm clearly seeing some differences, and I'd like to point them out. I'm pretty sure that you drove some of these changes because this business has been here for a while, and they've owned some of these other brands, and now I'm seeing where if you walk into the showroom, it's a trade show type environment, and you look the way they've set it up, you can see what would appear to be a retail store set up exactly like you hope they would do that, especially those that love Mohawk. And you also see these booths, and they're spread around, and they're the core brands that Mohawk owns. And up to this point, you know, they've said IVC, they've said Columbia, they've said Dale Tile, they've said Quickstep, and now today they all say a division of Mohawk Industries. I think that was probably a big win for you.
A very, very big win, because I believe at my core, and I know, that brands are assets, just like all of the hard assets that we have, that we invest in, that we maintain, where we run consistently, where we have protocols. And as assets, brands require the same kind of maintenance and care and investment and consistency. And we need to be very proud of those assets, because just like a hard asset, without the care and pride in that asset, it's going to deteriorate. It will depreciate. And this is our flagship. This is who we are. We're Mohawk, and we're very proud of that fact. So the more that we can put Mohawk front and center and attach so many of the other wonderful brands that we have in our family to our flagship brand, not only does Mohawk become stronger, but our sister brands become stronger as well, as it relates back to that primary asset. So that is a big source of pride for me as I walk into the showroom. And I think it's one thing to say one Mohawk. It's another thing to really feel it and see it the way we are here at Solutions.
And, you know, brand experts would call this an endorsement strategy, because it still is Dale Tile, you know, and you get Mohawk as an endorsement below it. But, you know, to the consumer, it's so expensive today to build brands to consumers. And if you use a brand consistently and repetitively, then it all fits together in the consumer's mind, right?
That's exactly right. And that's even more pronounced in the online world, where so much of the repetitiveness accrues because it's so seamless. So when we say Dale Tile, a Mohawk company, and we include links to go from, for example, a Mohawk flooring site to a Dale Tile site, what happens is all that traffic gets linked together so that as a brand, when a consumer is searching for flooring, however they want to go search for it, whether they want to search by surface or by room or by brand, we get linkages between those brands that allow us to optimize ourselves within search engines, things like Google, and then we become more prominent in that consumer's purchase and research process. And the benefits accrue to all. It accrues to the consumer, it accrues to our retail partners, and it accrues to our brands.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on that win. I'm sure that was probably not easy to do. Well, let's move. You just mentioned about this digital world we live in, and I think one of the big items you talked about from the stage today was Omnify. It's a way of interconnecting online, retail, and product. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Omnify is Mohawk's, and it is the industry's first and only omnichannel flooring retail solution. And quite simply, it is a simple, connected retail platform that plugs directly into an independent retailer's own digital property and helps them to integrate so many of the things that they're already doing in the world of digital, but maybe doing in a disparate way. So it connects their social presence, it connects their customer relationship management, it connects their web services, it connects their automated marketing campaigns, it connects their retailer locator functionality, ratings and reviews, all the kinds of things that consumers look for when they're in that researching, comparing process online, and then it connects it in a seamless way to the retailer's in-store experience, where they then get to experience the extraordinary products and innovations that Mohawk brings to the market. So it's Omnify. It's the industry's one and only simple, connected, omnichannel retail solution.
And the one caveat to it is that there are two service providers, web service providers, that if you're not using those two, you need to change to use those two, because otherwise it would be near impossible to execute, right?
That's correct. We really looked across the landscape, and we knew that we needed consistency in terms of value, performance, and delivery, in terms of what we provided to our retailers with this Omnify solution, but we also wanted to give our retailers a choice. So we have two preferred partners, and it's a Mohawk program so that we have very specifically detailed both the feature and the technical specifications. So regardless of what partner you select, you are going to get the Mohawk Omnify program.
Well, you said something last night at our dinner that we might be interested to share with our listeners. You've been here 6 months, and I know you were probably thinking when you moved to Atlanta you were retired, but are you having a good time here?
I am having the best time, and I had incredible expectations coming into Mohawk, and my experience has so far surpassed what even my highest expectations were. I get goosebumps every time I walk down onto the show floor. I walk into one of the Mohawk University presentations. I go into the sales meeting. I meet with the advisory council. It is literally a goosebump moment.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're having fun, and I'm seeing from the outside the efforts of your work. And so it's great to spend time with you. And again, been talking to Karen Mendelson, who's the Senior Vice President of Marketing with Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.